Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hi, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History Class, a show that uncovers a little bit more about history every day. Today is March 2nd, 2019. The day was March 2nd, 1882. A man named Roderick McLean attempted to assassinate Queen Victoria of the United Kingdom outside of the Windsor rail station. At around 4 o'clock on that Thursday, the Queen had left Buckingham Palace, traveling in her carriage through Hyde Park and to Paddington Station to board her train to Windsor. The train got to Windsor Station at 5:25 p.m. As the Queen got off of the train and into the carriage that would take her and Princess Beatrice to Windsor Castle, spectators cheered. But McLean, a 28-year-old Scotsman, fired a shot at the Queen's carriage. The Queen later wrote the following. At the time, there was the sound of what I thought was an explosion from the engine. But in another moment, I saw people rushing about and a man being violently hustled, rushing down the street. A bystander wrested the pistol from McLean's hand. Boys from Eton College, a nearby boarding school, beat up McLean with their umbrellas before several police snatched him up and took him into custody. The carriage windows were drawn up and the Queen rode away. But the carriage soon stopped and the Queen asked her attendant, John Brown, what had just happened. From Windsor Castle, the Queen sent a telegram to the Prince of Wales. It said, "In case an exaggerated report should reach you, I telegraph to say that, as I drove from the station, here a man shot at the carriage, but fortunately hit no one. He was instantly arrested. I am nothing the worse." McLean, on the other hand, was not doing so well. Chief Officer of the Windsor Police, Superintendent Hayes, and Inspector Fraser of the Royal Household Police Force captured McLean and took him into custody. McLean was charged with shooting at the Queen with the intent to murder her. After a search, they found on McLean a 6-chambered revolver of German manufacture with 2 empty chambers, 2 chambers loaded with ball cartridges, and 2 chambers with cartridges that had been discharged. The bullet he'd fired at the Queen's carriage was found the next morning in the station yard. McLean was tried for high treason on April 19, 1882, at Reading in England. At the trial, a surgeon named Charles Vernon Hitchens said that McLean had been declared insane years earlier and sent to an asylum. The jury took only 5 minutes to deliberate. McLean was found not guilty, but insane. He lived the rest of his life at Broadmoor Asylum, and he died in June of 1921. After the trial, Queen Victoria asked whether there could be a change in law so that defendants could be found guilty but insane. That led to the Trial of Lunatics Act, 1883, which said that a verdict could deem someone guilty but insane and allow that person to be kept in custody as a so-called criminal lunatic. Apparently, Queen Victoria had pursued this legislation because many of her assailants had been deemed mentally ill. The March 2, 1882 incident was the eighth and last attempt on Queen Victoria's life. Edward Oxford, John Francis, John William Bean, William Hamilton, Robert Pate, and Arthur O'Connor had also tried to kill the Queen. Only one of those attempts had injured her, when Robert Pate hit her in the head with a cane. Nevertheless, Queen Victoria turned out to be the second longest ruling British monarch, only behind today's Queen Elizabeth II. She reigned for a whopping 63 years. Queen Victoria once wrote to her daughter, "It is worth being shot at to see how much one is loved." I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If there are any upcoming days in history that you'd really like me to cover on the show, give us a shout on social media at TDIHC Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you again tomorrow for more tidbits of history.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Network.